There are moments in time you remember. Always. One of those moments was when, as a boy, I had Chef Dean Fearing's tortilla soup. It was delicious, spicy and comforting. Now, decades later, those memories come flooding back. The place is different. Chef Fearing was previously the head chef at the mansion at Turtle Creek, and now he has his namesake restaurant at the Ritz-Carlton, Fearing's. It's an inviting space, where you can have a delicious meal and a drink. The result is comfort food, but elevated, really, really elevated. Chef Fearing has always reminded me of the Ralph Lauren of cooking, with the effortless ability to mix the culinary equivalent of cowboy boots and high fashion. For Chef Fearing, the result is Southwest cuisine, a mix of Texas and the surrounding regions. But what exactly is Southwest cuisine? I put that question, and more, to the Texas culinary icon. Local profile. How would you describe Southwest cuisine? Dean Fearing. Southwest cuisine embodies the rich tapestry of indigenous flavors from Texas and its surrounding regions. It draws upon a diverse array of ingredients, and at Fearing's restaurant, it includes wild game sourced from South Texas, buffalo from Oklahoma, fresh fish from the Gulf and premium beef from the expansive ranches of West Texas. Complementing these are the bounty of cottage farms, providing a vibrant selection of vegetables and produce. These ingredients form the foundation of Southwest culinary creations, meticulously crafted and served in an esteemed fine dining establishment. Also, central to the allure of Southwest cuisine is the infusion of Mexican culinary traditions, enriching the dishes with their bold and tantalizing flavors. LP. How is it different from Southern cuisine? DF. The flavors of Mexico are very apparent in Southwest cuisine. The use of chilies, peppers, limes, cilantro and mangoes are just a few of the items that make it different from Southern food. Also, Southern cuisine is more of a traditional style, as its recipes and techniques have been passed down through families. In comparison, Southwest cuisine was developed by a few chef practitioners in the 1980s. LP. What makes Fearing's unique for restaurants at a Ritz-Carlton? DF. The standalone nature of Fearing's restaurant provides it with a distinct ambiance for both travelers and local patrons alike. Additionally, what sets it apart is not only its standalone status but also its uniquely captivating design aesthetic. Lastly, unlike many other Ritz-Carlton restaurants, which predominantly cater to three meal services, Fearing's restaurant stays aligned with an elevated fine dining experience. LP. What is your favorite dish and why? DF. My favorite dish is always the newest dish on the menu, because I'm a chef who always looks forward to creating new dishes and menus. Even though I have a lot of favorites from past menus, for me the thrill is the taste of something we create brand new. LP. How has dining in Dallas changed over the past few years? DF. The dining landscape in Dallas has undergone a remarkable transformation since the opening of Fearing's restaurant in 2007. Back then, we stood as a pioneering establishment, one of the few major restaurants to grace the scene within a span of 2 years. Fast forward to today, and the culinary scene has exploded, with a plethora of new restaurants emerging at a staggering rate, sometimes 4 to 5 in just 1 month. This surge in dining options within Dallas spans across cuisines and price ranges, providing diners with an unprecedented array of choices for lunch or dinner outings. Also, a notable shift in dining habits has accompanied this culinary renaissance. With people cooking at home less frequently, there's a heightened demand for dining out, fueling the desire to explore new culinary experiences on a nightly basis. Despite this evolving landscape, Fearing's restaurant has remained a beacon of consistency and innovation. While our menu proudly features signature dishes that have garnered a loyal following over the years, we understand the importance of offering fresh and exciting options to cater to the evolving tastes of our patrons. That's why, despite nearly 17 years in operation, we continuously revamp our menu every 6 weeks, ensuring that each visit to Fearing's is infused with a sense of anticipation and discovery. We believe it's vital for restaurants in Dallas to embrace change, constantly refreshing themselves to stay relevant in a dynamic culinary environment. LP. What is still the same? DF. Through the changing dining landscape of Dallas, one entity has remained the same: steakhouses. They all mainly have the same menu, atmosphere, and service. I think the traditional steakhouse provides a level of comfort and nostalgia for patrons. At Fearing's Restaurant, we recognize the allure of consistency. Yet, we also believe in the power of evolution, inviting our guests to embark on a culinary journey that marries the comfort of the familiar with the thrill of the new. At Fearing's, we strive to strike that delicate balance, offering both timeless classics and innovative creations to satisfy the diverse tastes of our cherished patrons. For more, including reservations, see the official Fearing's site. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Local Profile, @localprofiletex.